The speaker is Sir Leon Britton, who's Vice President of the Commission. What? Eh? Ready? Madam President, it is not surprising that more people have spoken about the situation in Chinese orphanages than about any other single subject. And it is absolutely right that this debate should take place in the context of our policy towards China as a whole. Mr. van der Waal rightly took the view that we would have a greater influence on developments in China by engagement with China than by simply condemning the country without being involved in it and with it, quite apart from any economic considerations. That is indeed the policy. It is a dual policy, and I think a correct one. In a country the size of China, with its power and influence, it would be a great mistake to think that however justified our criticisms may be, simply by giving voice, however strongly, to those criticisms, we can effect the changes we would want to see in the situation. That is simply not the case. On the other hand, I also agree with those who say that whatever our economic interests may be, that does not, or rather would not, justify our silence when there are abuses of human rights and doing nothing about them. Therefore, the policy advocated in the document to which reference has been made is one of close involvement with China economically, but at the same time, a readiness to do two things about human rights. First, to express our views where these human rights have been breached, and second, to help remedy the situation wherever we can do so in a positive and practical way. After all, the object of our intervention should be to do everything we can to improve the situation, whether for children in orphanages or in respect of any other matter where there have been allegations of human rights abuses. It is with that policy in mind and against that background that we have to look at the particular situation which has given rise to strongly expressed concern about the situation in Chinese orphanages. That concern is a result of the recent report by Human Rights Watch Asia and the even more vivid television programme on the subject, which has, very understandably, given rise to the depth of feeling which has been voiced in this House today. We will be holding a specific bilateral human rights dialogue with China next week in Beijing, and I can assure this House that the issue of orphanages will most certainly be on the agenda of the meeting, and that we shall be raising with the Chinese authorities the matters that have been the subject of concern. As one member of the House has said, we shall rightly be asking the Chinese authorities to give us the appropriate information so that we can assess the problem more fully. But above all, we will be seeking to see in what way we can best assist in improving the living conditions of these orphans. Let us never forget that this is really what we ought to be concerned most to do. Although raising human rights questions is entirely appropriate, it is not sufficient merely to indulge in condemnation, even from the simple point of view of improving the position of children in orphanages. It is in the interests not of the European Union, but of the children themselves, that we should build a partnership with the Chinese authorities to encourage them to see that our intentions are positive, that we are not interested in finding a stick to beat them with, but that we are interested in serving the long-term development of policies which will make a real difference to the orphans. It is for that reason that we have ourselves committed some of the limited amount of money that we have available for cooperation with China to work in this field. And that is why we have recently committed further funds so that action to help in orphanages may be supported. Our funds for this type of activity are necessarily limited, but I hope that alongside the political interventions to which I have referred, and alongside our general involvement with China, they can be part of a long-term contribution which will have a substantial and lasting effect on the lives of children in the orphanages.